Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink. Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Live from Fat Bottom Brewing in Nashville, Tennessee. We're here. Cheers. Cheers, hombre. What do you got, a stout there?
Yes.
Look at you. What did you say to the guy earlier? You're supposed to drink them all in 7 sips. Is that real?
A Guinness, you're supposed to drink in 7 sips, yeah.
Why is that?
A pint. I don't know.
Is that Ireland or is that us? I don't feel like that's an American thing.
I don't see a whole lot of Americans drinking Guinness anymore.
You know, time to time.
It's rare, but yeah.
It's always specific friends who were like, I'll have a Guinness.
I heard it from an Irish person.
Really? Yeah. Delco raised his hand. Of course you did. Of course you did, dude. Yeah. When's the last Guinness you've had?
Probably the last time I drank.
No shit.
Yeah, I drink Guinness all the time.
But so that's your go-to, like, hey.
It's low calorie, and it's got a bunch of, like, antioxidants.
Really? For a stout, it's only, what, 260, which is...
No, it's 110.
Guinness?
Yeah.
Really?
For a pint?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It feels like a meal.
No,
every time I have one, it feels
super
like a meal.
Light. Yeah, surprisingly light.
I didn't know that. Every time I've had one, it feels like a meal. Holloway's going to fact check you here. But we got into town, hit that hotel bar last night.
Oh, it's 210, which is pretty low, actually.
210 is not bad.
No, for like anything over 5%, you're looking usually 250 or higher.
Yeah, what's the ABV on that fucking thing?
They make a beer, though, that's like 110.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Good for them.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, I'm drinking a sour today, which is what I feel like on the inside.
I don't know what this is. Delco, can you see it over there? It's the stout. I don't know what this isn't Guinness. This is Fat Bottom's own stout.
Yeah, they've got their
it's
own.
It's on the
here.
Bottom
this
left.
This is their own sour, too.
I think it's the bottom left.
This is Black Berry Hug.
No.
Blackberry Hug Sour Ale.
That's what you're drinking.
Yes, that's what I'm having.
The
I'm having
Bertha Nitro Hug. Stout.
Bertha Nitro Stout, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
What is it called?
Bertha.
Bertha, okay.
Yeah, like a fat girl.
Well, speaking of Bertha, you almost had a water birth last night. You almost had a full water birth last night.
I didn't almost have one. The conditions were just right for it.
Well,
right? Like I had to dump out, which is obviously the first and most important element. And then we were walking back from dinner, and there was a really nice pool, indoor, outdoor.
Beautiful pool.
With the fucking sliding glass in the middle.
Yeah.
And they also had one of those chairs for tards. I don't know what they're called, but it's to dip tards down,
yeah, dip
into the
a tard
water
and then kind of ship, yeah, them back up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, this is the perfect scenario to do a water birth.
It is.
This dump. And have you ever done that before, Delco? You ever water birthed a dump?
Yeah, you ever had a water birth? I had to ask.
Like in the lake or something? You ever dumped out in the lake?
No, I've only done it in the shower.
That doesn't count, though, because you're not fully submerged. It's different.
Did you smash it down the drain?
Yeah, it's called waffle stomping in the army.
Yeah, I was making wine.
Okay. Because we were going over it last night. A full water birth requires legs up.
Legs up, Enya, probably.
Yes.
Playing or a didgeridoo or something like that.
What's the mixing bowl that everybody's using now for music? Some of those hippie events. Do you know what that's called?
I mean, I guess if you had another person there, they could play that while you were dumping out.
Well, it's kind of like a stone on stone. It almost sounds like in that Jordan Peele movie where they're kind of stirring the tea and then everything goes haywire there. But I think one of those things would be great as you're dumping out. And I volunteered to carry you.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need to be lifted a little bit up out of the water.
Well, I'll tell you, by the time I'm that relaxed, I might just float. You know? No cares in the world at that point.
But it's stirrups. Because I volunteered to hold you with your legs up. And then one arm underneath your back, one arm underneath your legs, so you could have a full, clean water birth. Yeah. And then we could see that thing pop up out of the pool. And then we could leave.
Well, do you remember when you were a kid and you would have inflatable toys and you would hold them underwater as much as you could and then let go so they would pop up out of the water?
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm looking to create enough propulsion where my turd launches down into the water and then shoots up.
Kind of like Free Willy at the end of the movie where the kid's rubbing his hand across the belly.
Yeah.
You want to do that with your newborn turd.
I want, there to be somebody here and it just, flips up over the top of them. Mm-hmm. You could come here.
Yeah. Just a full water birth. You
Thank
can come
you.
On camera. You're good
Thank
to
you
go
very much.
Over here. Yeah.
No, you're good. Thank you.
Totally fine. And if you knew we were talking about it, it'd be even worse. Absolutely.
Yeah. No one ever knows. We look like reasonably respectable people. We're here for a business meeting. Like, oh, these guys own a company. They're probably okay.
I kept her off camera. For her own sake. She's a nice lady.
Need that heat in her life for sure.
So no lie, we are here for a business meeting, and we got rained out. We're supposed to go to the Braves game tonight in Atlanta. I was like, maybe we'll shoot down there or whatever. I was like, well, we're staying. Let's shoot here.
No.
We didn't tell them what the show was or anything about it.
He knows. The main dude knows.
I don't know that he knows. I don't know that he knows.
Well, he's going to know.
Well, after this. But anyways,
as
we were water birthing that dump last night, workshopping it, what would be the look on their faces of shock and horror, especially if another dude, because I want to go out there in linen.
Sure,
do it like a...
Like Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. I want to walk you out in linen and then do it and then kind of guide you back.
I think it would be like if there was an old lady right over there and some dude came in and double roundhoused her, you would be like, oh, fuck, that's not good, but also pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Right? That would be kind of the effect that I would get, I think.
Okay.
It's like, oh my, it's like Caddyshack, dude, duty, or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it pops up out of the air 15 feet.
I mean.
Triple somersault.
Springs up.
Yeah. I mean, and then it's like, oh.
Oh, that's
something,
impressive.
Because you're immediately when you see somebody do something with their body like that, you start wondering, well, could I do that?
Yeah.
Or how good? Because you're trying to figure out how it works. You're remembering the dumps you've taken. Nobody's taking dumps like this.
No.
These are thick dukes, and they're going downward into the water under pressure.
And then shooting back up.
And then.
Yeah, but I want a stone bowl. I want the whole thing. I'll be wearing linen. And then we were talking about having that water birth and then just kind of getting you out of there and then leaving them to deal with it. Now, it was brought up to me by my wife this morning.
Oh, so you told
then a bastard.
So you told her the story.
I did, yeah, about the water birth. Because she was like, oh, anything fun? Did you guys get fucked up last night? And I was like, yeah, we got real close to this water birth for Dan's shit. And she said, well, if you abandon it, isn't it just a bastard turd then?
What, as opposed to what?
A bastard. Well, if you took it home with you and raised it on your own and or flushed it on your own.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Are you trying to say a bastard in a water basket?
Yeah.
I mean, like Moses?
You can't just abandon your turd
I mean,
in a pool
I could,
like that.
I could wrap it up in swaddling clothes and put it in a basket and let it float down the Nile or some shit.
I think that would be more appropriate rather than just leaving it for the hotel employees.
Yeah, but the last time we did that, it was Moses and then Judaism happened.
Sure.
And it's causing all sorts of problems now, you know? But I don't know. I just don't. It's like the butterfly effect. I don't want to create something that's going to cause people problems.
But if somebody was...
Because everybody's like worshiping the turd. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be great. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, if you had never seen something like that before and you saw a turd flying through the air, you'd be like, oh, damn.
That guy's pretty impressive.
Well, maybe not the guy. Maybe it's the turd that's impressive, right? So now there's a whole new religion. I'm having to file tax paperwork. I don't want to do all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, because I came back up. Everybody was super hyped here on these Nashville tenders.
Hot chicken.
It's just chicken.
Fucking hot sauce in the breading.
What am I missing? Because I ordered it last night. And I'm like, hey, dude. They're really fucking hyping this up at the airport. The airport had like three of them yesterday. I was like, what are you fucking hyping up here?
Well, you're missing what happens in small towns. Like any town that... any place that sucks. Because it's not always small towns. It's like, we're fucking whatever the first initial of the city is plus Vegas. Oh, we're G Vegas. Get it?
Yeah.
That means that place is a fucking shithole.
They call it
right?
Nash Vegas.
Then it's like, you're from there. Yeah, you remember us? We're the people that do X.
Right.
Oh, we're our team does this.
Yeah.
It's stupid. That chicken sucks. I mean, it tastes fine.
It was fine. I had a normal meal last night, but it was a little hot, but nothing crazy and nothing that I would hang my hat on is if that's what we're famous for is this fucking hot chicken tender. Yeah. But I went back up to the hotel, my room, when we split off, and I beached one.
Oh.
Straight up beached it.
So
now,
one,
it was clean. There was no breakage.
Yeah.
But that hotel toilet, they're always super deep, not enough water. The water is always at the bottom, and I beached it and thought about taking a pic for you.
I don't need to see that. I believe you now when you're saying it.
Beautiful beach, though. I thought that movie Beaches was about turds for a while.
Yeah, it might.
Until I saw it, obviously, and then I was like, oh, her friend dies of cancer. No one takes a shit in that whole movie?
No one takes a shit in most movies. But people come in movies a lot, and you never know where the cum goes, right?
Yes.
People have, like, quick public sex all the time in movies, and they never address the semen.
Where it's at.
Where it's running down her leg or all over the back of her legs or on her feet or on her back or on her chest or on her shoulders.
And nobody ever puts on a condom, so they're always having raw dog sex.
There's loose semen somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? And every one of these sex scenes across all movies, and it's always bothered me since I was a kid, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where's the cum?
Yeah.
And I actually started, I made a logo, where's the cum, and I started taping it on the back of all of our milk cartons until my parents were like, you got to stop doing this, dude. Your little sister drinks this milk.
I think if we ever do another film here, I would like to shoot a graphic, like 16-minute shit scene where the character goes and then we're along that journey with him.
He's shitting, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's the backdrop. He's on like a phone call or something's going on. He's in an argument with his wife in the other room, but he's shitting the whole time.
Let's go. What was the Liam Neeson movie?
Taken.
So let's say the kid gets taken, but you're taking a shit.
Yeah, and it's just in the other room.
Right. Yeah. And he's just like, but he can't get up. He can't save the kid. Kid gets taken, and then he's got to spend the next 16 minutes on the phone with the terrorist negotiating
how
he's going to find him and kill him as soon as he finishes taking a shit.
Or it's like Speed. If he gets up off the toilet, it blows up. Just put a pressure plate mine under his fucking toilet seat. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, got a beard and long nails. I've been shitting for 25 years.
I wouldn't want to see Sandy Bowles on a toilet, though. I definitely don't want to see a woman on there.
No, well, if it was Melissa McCarthy, it'd be funny.
Yes, yes, that would be a good one.
I mean, everything she does is funny anyways, but that would be really funny.
If she dumped out, it would be hilarious on camera. One of the ones that was shocking to me that I didn't necessarily think, I wouldn't be in on this. Delco told me to watch that Jennifer Lawrence movie, the rom-com one.
The one where she's banging the teenager or whatever?
And so there's
I heard it was really funny.
It's okay. It's not great, but... she has a buck naked fight scene in there, like Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, sweet.
And it's awesome. And I thought it would make me love Jennifer Lawrence even more than I already do.
Did it not?
But it wasn't that attractive to see it happen.
Really? No, Seinfeld addressed this in like 96.
Did they really? What did they say?
It was the girl who was always naked. She was a nudist. And then she started doing household chores. And he was like, yeah, it's not good. The whole theme of it was not everything looks good naked.
Right? Yeah.
Like fighting, probably not great.
Because this guy punches her in the pussy. Oh, no, it was a girl, actually. I'm sorry. It was a girl who punches her right in the pussy. And she doubles over, and you're just...
That's called a falcon punch, by the way.
Is it really?
Falcon punch, yeah.
So she gets a fucking falcon punch.
Did she, like, any penetration at all, or just...
No. No, no penetration, but right in the lips. Mm. I mean, beautiful shot. And then she goes down to the ground. And the whole thing takes place on a beach. So she's fighting on a beach...
And she's got her titties out and everything?
Pussy, everything. So, I mean, buck naked. And,
that's pretty funny.
It is. But not sexy. So when I watched it,
well,
I was
it's not
like,
meant to be sexy. It's
Right. But I'm still thinking it's hot-ass Jennifer Lawrence. And I'm like, all right, cool, man.
Well, you know, she was the first ever female action star.
Yeah. Yeah, according to her.
They didn't have those before her.
According to her, she was. But still hot. She still does it, you know?
Yeah, she's a good-looking chick.
We pulled her up the other day. She's with the fucking art gallery dude, you know? Anybody who owns an art gallery is just a fucking trust fund kid.
He had, like, a ridiculous name, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. What was that? It was Maroonie.
Like something Scooter like, Maroonie or
yeah,
something.
Like Punch Maroonie or something where you're just like, holy Christ.
Wait, his name is Punch?
It's something crazy like that. I'll look it
up. We should find this guy and beat his ass, probably.
Oh, God. It'll annoy you so fucking
I think we need to bring back Holmgang to Western culture, right? It's an old Viking principle where if you kick some dude's ass or you kill him, you get all of his stuff, his wife, his kids, his property, everything, right?
Yeah.
We should bring that back. Life would get a lot more interesting. Cook?
Cook Maroney is his name. C-O-O-K-E.
And he's got a sister named Cy Maroney.
Cy Young. So yeah, that one we were okay with.
No, I'm not okay with that because it's a woman.
Maybe she throws a fucking
and
heater,
dude. Cy is short for Cyrus, by the way.
Maybe.
There's no female Cyrus.
Maybe there is. But yeah, I don't mind Cy. Oh my God, the other Andrew Barth Feldman. The fuck is this? God, I could
actually, Cy Young's real name was Denton True Young.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weird ass name.
Oh, it's the other dude in the movie with her. All right, that guy's okay, but Cook Maroney, that's not going to fly here. It's just one of those names where it's like you got a trust fund kid and you don't have to goddamn do anything the rest of your life. And it is like, I don't think he'd be proud of a water birth like us. That's how I'm going to start actually judging people now. If they would be willing to have a full water birth for their turds.
She doesn't have any kids, right?
Yeah, she's got one now.
With him?
Yeah, with this guy. Yeah.
Could ask her if she did a water birth. Be like, hey, same.
Wouldn't surprise me there.
Mine didn't cry when it came out. But I
who
did.
Who was the last one of our friends that did it? Evan's wife?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Evan's wife had a water birth. Jesse wasn't doing that bullshit. As soon as we got three. As soon as we went to the hospital, all three... She was like, give me that fucking juice, that sweet, sweet fucking mama juice in my back. Watching that fucking needle go in is gnarly, though.
Yeah, I've had a spinal tap before. It's not fun.
God,
as a matter of fact, the first plunge on the spinal tap, the guy hit me in my fucking spine.
Oh,
like in one of the bones. And I'm like, my buddy Steven was in there. He was going to drive me home afterwards. And I just looked up at him, and he's laughing his ass off as I'm struggling. I'm like, dude, you're about to get this doctor killed if you don't calm down,
God,
dude.
God damn. So, yeah, they gave it to Jesse, and I watched her during the last one, and it's fentanyl. So they're experimenting with fentanyl, and they're not telling which patients they're using it on, which didn't sound legal to me. And when the doctor came in, she was like, Jesse was like, yeah, I still can't move my legs. This doesn't feel normal. And, you know, the other two kids weren't like that. And they were like, oh, you might have gotten that the fentanyl one shot in the back. She was like, is that a possibility? And they were like, it's just something we're workshopping over here. And I was like, well, on the positive side, you definitely can't feel anything.
Yeah.
Because your legs don't move. But she had to use a wheelchair for about a day. So, you know.
Did you hit her across the legs with bamboo like Freddie Got Fingered?
Oh, yeah, I hit her with all kinds of shit. I go, what can you feel and what can't you feel? She couldn't feel dick. And it was right from like mid-thigh all the way down. And I guess the fentanyl hit weird or whatever the fuck it was. But super bizarre there. But the pain you would go through for that water birth dump is probably pretty extensive as well, one would imagine.
It's just a regular dump in water.
Is it?
The problem is, I guess you could call it edging my dump.
Yeah.
So I can build up pressure to fire it down as hard as... Because the harder I fire it down, the more it's going to rocket up out of the fucking water,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that part of it, it's more the anxiety and pressure, though, than it is the actual physical pain. Like, I really want to perform. So.
And you want your turd to perform. Because that is your kid.
It's my
child,
so, like, yeah.
If it fails, you fail as a parent of that turd.
Yeah.
Popping through here, because whenever we head to these new cities and towns, I'm not up on the news like we usually are on a day-to-day basis, mostly because we're usually drinking at 11 a.m. at these goddamn places, on our third or fourth here. Is Mike Johnson going to be out, Speaker of the House?
I don't know yet. They've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, ever since they passed that bullshit, the last $1.2 trillion bill.
Are they voting on it? Do you know?
Well, I think that new, correct me if I'm wrong, but that new measure that got passed when they ousted McCarthy, or when the Freedom Party or whatever the fuck they're called, Freedom Caucus, when they got McCarthy to agree to all those procedural changes, one of them was that if the Speaker brings a bill to the floor that they don't like, that the majority party can ask for a recall or some shit like that.
Okay.
Get him out of there. Something to that degree. I'm not exactly sure what the mechanics are, but yeah, it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, because it says Marjorie Taylor Greene says she doesn't say when she plans to force the floor vote on his removal. But
yeah, but like any individual member of Congress can force a floor vote.
Okay.
From I don't know if it's only for the majority or not, but yeah, just it only takes one person to do it.
Yeah, because I mean, this guy's turning out to be the same turd that we thought he was going to be here.
Yeah.
And then the Republican Party just keeps shooting themselves in the goddamn foot here. Arizona Supreme Court just ruled for a near total abortion ban from 1864. And I guess what they're going to do is put it on the ballot in November.
Well, that's what they should do. It's going to be on the ballot in like 12 or 14 states. You know, and the interesting thing is that all the ballots, all the ballot measures that have gone up in red states so far for abortion have denied outright bans of abortion. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Not one state where they've given the power to the voters has outright banned
abortion. Ohio is the last one, yeah.
Yeah. But none of them have voted to ban abortion. There's three battleground states, two red and three blue, I think, that have done it over the past 2 years. And every one of them have voted to maintain some level of abortion or another.
Yeah, I know Florida just went through it last week, and that's going to be on the docket there.
So
why even risk it, though, during an election this big is what I don't really get right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to get women out to vote, put it on the ballot.
Well, they'll definitely come out and vote, but Jesus Christ, man.
Not a smart move for Republicans.
No.
And then, you know, Trump's been taking a lot of shit this week because he said effectively that he didn't support a federal ban on abortion because he just worked for 4 years to get Supreme Court justices in to send that issue back to the states where it belongs, is the point he's making, which is exactly what he said he was going to do and what a conservative should do. And now people are like, oh, Trump's pro-abortion now. Mike Pence is on Twitter talking about, oh, President Trump has gone against his own people now. Like, no, dude, he's returning it to the states. These assholes like Pence and most of the people in the Republican Party who are just fine legislating authoritatively when it suits them mm-hmm. are just like, you're no better, dude. You don't believe in the principle. You just want to be in charge. That's right. All. That's all you want to do. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, and the odd thing to me is, out of everybody, I thought Pence would want it. But even in that debate, he said he was like, no, I think the 15-week thing is fine. So, I mean, the way it was fine, and nobody really bitched about it for the last fucking 50 goddamn years. I wouldn't press the issue this much, though, especially in Arizona, for Christ's sakes. Something else that just broke, by the way, is the parents of that mass shooter up in Michigan got sentenced to 15 years. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on that. As a gun owner, obviously both of us are, should the parents be sentenced for this?
Well, I don't know the particulars of that case. Let me look them up right quick, but...
I do, and here's what they're arguing. So that Michigan kid who shot up those kids, they're saying the parents helped get him a gun. They also helped cover it up and say, you know, hey, there was text messages, and, you know, they were like, how could you be so stupid, and blah, 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 blah. But they're the first parents ever convicted of a U.S. mass school shooting, and they were all found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. After the prosecutors presented evidence of an unsecured gun at home and the indifference towards the teen's mental health. So what they were saying was they went through his text messages and shit, and they were just like, what the fuck is mental health exactly? Like, you know, just pull your fucking shit together.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look at the text, to be honest, because it's easy to say once the event happens that, yeah, this was clear evidence that an event was going to happen. Right, because you already know the outcome. So yeah, it's easy to say that. In this case, it seems like from my perspective, yeah, that there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, these parents are fucking complete garbage people.
And then there's a lot of states like North Carolina, for example. When you buy a gun, you probably had to do this at some point. But when you buy a gun, you have to sign a pledge you're going to keep it stored safely from children.
Yeah, and if
you
don't, courthouse?
Yeah. And if you don't, then you're fucking going to jail, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like 5 to 10 years of prison. If you leave a shotgun lying around, a kid fucking shoots his leg off, you're fucked, right?
Yep. And they take it pretty seriously. When you go down to that courthouse down there, at least where we used to live, sheriff or somebody was in there.
Yeah, that's not an uncommon rule. I don't hear about people getting prosecuted by that much. To be honest, but it's definitely been a rule, so this isn't that surprising.
Yeah, so the kid drew dark images of a gun, a bullet, and a wounded man on a math assignment. And then he had some despondent phrases written down, and then they pulled him out and said, hey, you know, we think this kid's troubled or whatever, and then the parents didn't do anything, and then boom, ends up shooting up the school. How many people died in that? So he was 15 when it happened, and now he's 17. He's serving a life sentence, and then the parents here are looking at 15 years. And the judge is saying these convictions are not about poor parenting. These are convictions from confirmed repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train. Now, their defense attorneys are asking to spare them a prison term, noting that they've already served 2.5 years in jail for failing to meet a $500,000 bond after their arrest. Now, that part I didn't know. Mm. So, shit, this has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's pretty interesting, to be honest.
It is.
Like, it is. He says they're not on trial for bad parenting. Yeah, they are, right?
Yeah.
Just an extreme case. I don't know why the judge would say that. I think he's trying not to be reductive, maybe in his sentencing or something, or his opinion. But that's about as bad parenting as I can imagine. Seeing a kid that's like using that kind of language and drawing a gun that they bought him on his fucking. So he did it on a public assignment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was something he was going to turn into a teacher. He knew in his subconscious, he knows somebody's going to see that.
Yeah.
That is what psychologists call a cry for help, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, hey, I'm going to do this if you don't fucking do something to stop me. And, you know, maybe his parents are fucking retarded. I don't know what their deal is.
You know, it, they're white trash, and like I watched part of this case as it was going down. I also watched the reaction once they had them separated from, you know, everybody else after the school shooting, and they were kind of interviewing them. And I think her response was, "What the fuck? I can't believe this is my child. Are you kidding?" And I, for real, like I believe the exact phrase was, "What the fuck?" But somebody, the parents did testify, of the victim's parents did, and they said, "While you were purchasing a gun for your son and leaving it unlocked, I was helping her finish college essays, and now she's dead." So,
yeah, I mean, who buys a 9mm for their 15-year-old? Especially one who's like trench coated out. I don't understand that, to be honest.
I don't either. The other thing that she quoted was handwritten lines on this math paper that said, "Help me, blood everywhere, the world is dead."
Yeah,
that's what that kid had.
That kid is asking somebody to put him in a fucking asylum somewhere.
Yes.
Like he's begging somebody to do something to him before he does something to somebody else. And instead, they ignored it. Or whatever, or too stupid to recognize it. I mean, look, we live in a different world now. I don't envy parents these days. There's a lot of shit going on. There is a big movement, by the way. I've been arguing with people for a couple of days on Instagram about that Florida social media ban, right?
Right.
Like, to me, there's nothing ever that will be bad enough for me to give the state more power, especially over me and my kids. That doesn't make any sense to me. But there's a big movement right now among parents to go back to clamshell non-smartphones for kids. Like, here's a phone, you can reach me, but you're not getting into any of that other bullshit.
And look, I think that solves it. So if you are a parent who doesn't want your kid to have social media or any of that stuff, great, buy him that phone. That'll take the guesswork out of it. And then same with this. So the parents bought this kid a 9mm handgun and then purchased him 50 rounds of ammunition. So what the I mean, after you're getting shit back from your assignments, it was a Sig Sauer. I have one of these. So the parents didn't take him home. Instead, they returned to work. They took a list of the mental health providers from the school staff, and they allowed him to stay on campus. And then that's when the kid shot up the school. So, yeah, and this one, man, I mean, it's a fucking horrible tragedy, but I say put the parents away for this. I mean, having three kids that live under my roof, I know if they're hiding things or not hiding things. You can always go through their fucking drawers and everything else, like a goddamn adult or a parent. Like, it's not like there should be that much hidden where if there's any questions as a mom or a dad. I'm assuming you'd do the same thing where you just walk in and fucking shake the place like it's a goddamn jail cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for real, where you're just like, all right, cool. What do you got here?
I mean, I would interrogate the child as well. Like I would search the place and find out the information first, and I would interrogate them about it.
Yeah.
Because it's always good to know the answer before you're going into the interrogation.
And see, for me, like, I don't sleep well, and I never have. Real light sleeper, anything wakes me up. So the other night, I heard my five-year-old get up in the middle of the night and steal his older brother's Nintendo Switch and take that out. And he pulled it, you know, into his room underneath his sheets. And I popped up there, and I was like, "What's going on, hombre?" And he's just playing, you know, RBI baseball, whatever it was. And I'm like, he's like, "Oh, am I not allowed to do this?" No, you sure aren't, bud. We're gonna fucking shut this down real quick. It's goddamn 10:30 at night. You're going to bed, dude. So yeah, buying your kid a 9mm 50 rounds after writing that kind of dark shit on a math assignment. Yeah, probably should have saw the signs there. However, the parents said something else. They said, "My son seemed normal. I didn't have a reason to do anything different."
Help me, all I see is blood on his homework is not normal, bud.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Like, if he's drawing pictures of guns and stuff, who cares? Maybe he's an artist. If he's writing poetry about murdering people, maybe take a peek.
Yeah. Just take a little look-see's over there. But she's blaming the school. So in court today, she said that they didn't give her the bigger picture about him. Where I guess he was sleeping in class watching a video of a mass shooting and then writing negative thoughts about his family.
Yeah, one in three or whatever. Watching videos of mass shootings in the middle of class is not great.
No.
Like, if you don't see that warning sign, then maybe it's time to pack it in and get another job.
But I don't know if the school would have seen it. You know, like, I don't know that a teacher would have necessarily
Well, how do they know it. He was doing it then?
I guess from records of going through his phones and everything else. But, like, yeah, you're not going to know that. You can't blame the school for that, in my opinion, unless he was watching it in the front row showing everybody. They're also saying the prosecution has tried to mold us into the type of parents society wants to believe are so horrible. Only a school or mass shooter could be bred from. We're good parents. We were the average family. I saw some of those interviews. They were pretty fucking white trash, to be honest with you.
Where is this? Michigan?
Michigan.
What part of Michigan?
Great question.
I don't know much about the state, to be honest.
Let's see here. Pontiac. Oh, you know Pontiac.
Why would I know that? Because there's cars
Detroit,
there?
Yeah, I mean, it's right outside of there. Decent-sized city up there. But, yeah, man, so they're gone, and I guess they can get 10 years parole. Like, you know, after 10 years, they can come up for parole, but I don't think they're going to knock 5 years off that sentence. I wouldn't.
I mean, they're probably going to have to join gangs. Like, dad's going to be Aryan. I don't know about mom. She could probably get by, but dad's going to be Aryan Nation, or he's going to get killed.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
No way.
Like, you don't go to a federal lockup and not join a fucking gang somehow.
Well, I'm looking at the dad now, so he looks kind of similar to what he did. So he doesn't have a shaved head or a swastika tattooed on his forehead yet.
No, not yet, but he does have the beginnings of a bozo ring, it looks like, starting there.
Well, does that matter in prison if you got a B-ring?
No, that doesn't matter. I'm just saying the next stage of that is to shave it bald, right? And then you may as well join the Aryan Nation because you've already got the hair for it.
Yeah, you got to go all the way around. The wife is now gray. I remember seeing her at the time, but, I mean, I guess you can't get dye jobs in prison, can you?
I don't know how they do that, actually. Maybe an ink pen
Have
or some shit.
Have you seen Joe Exotic?
No.
He's still got a fucking blonde, long hair, the whole shit, dude. He just took a photo the other day. Looks like a rap album, dude.
I wonder if Trump's going to pardon him.
No, he would have on the last go-round.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He would have gotten out of there. I'm going to type in recent image, dude. I saw this the other day, and he was all posted up. Look at this fucking photo, bro.
So he's a top, right? He turned out all those boys. Do you think he's given? You know?
Tough call here. So you see the two black dudes in the picture, right?
Yeah.
Homeboy appears to have a knee brace. Is that what that is?
It kind of looks like it, yeah.
Yeah. Man, dude.
It's probably from slamming out Joe's guts. Fucked his knee up.
Or is he the top? Like, I don't know what Joe Exotic was.
No, he was giving those dudes meth and banging them.
Right. But right? You can't give them meth in jail, these guys.
No, you can get meth in jail. I don't know if that's what he's doing, though.
Okay.
I'm just saying, maybe he's versatile. Maybe he goes both.
Oh, the comments on this are ruthless on Instagram. One of them says, oh, you know he's taking it from both these black dudes. Thoughts? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he probably would, yeah.
Okay.
Which is nice. I mean, at least he's not racist.
He said, the next guy says he looked over at the black dude next to him to make sure his hands were right. Is that a thing? These two guys have their hands on top of them. He's got the opposite. Does this mean?
No, they're talking about is it AI? Because it always fucks up the hands. I would imagine that's what they're talking
about. Yeah, this is definitely not AI for sure.
No, that's real.
Yeah, this is a real pick. Joe's not looking great, obviously, but.
Yeah, he didn't look great before, to be honest.
Well, he's going through some shit, you know. I think he had cancer in there. I just can't believe how long he's been in prison now at this point, you know?
Yeah, because that came out in, what, March of 2020?
COVID, yeah.
And he was in jail by the time it came out.
Yeah. So he's never gotten to enjoy any of this. The other guy just got sentenced recently.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that guy down in South Carolina, that doc guy?
He had a fake Indian name. What was his name?
I forget the last name. But
Mantle.
Yes, yes. Doc Mantle.
Something like that.
Yeah. When's he supposed to get? When's Joe Exotic getting out?
I don't know. I think he got like 20 years or some shit.
Let's see. He's scheduled for release in 2035. So he got 21 years.
He'll be fine.
A guy like this will be fine, right?
Antle. I think it's Antle, not Mantle.
Whatever.
Hang on.
Who gives a shit, dude? When you're breeding illegal tigers, do you think I give a fuck about pronouncing their last name right? Sure don't.
Yeah, it's Doc Antle.
Mm. Yeah, Doc Antle.
But his real name is like Bhagavan?
Bhagavan, really? Yeah. No, that's not his real name. He was born as something for sure, but it wasn't some Indian name.
It says Bhagavan Mamahama V Doc Antle.
I don't think he's going to make it. Dude, Joe Exotic is 61 right now. He's about to be 62.
He'll make it 11 more years, 72.
Oh, that's tough. He's fighting cancer, dude. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if the cancer gets him, but, you know, yeah. He gets free health care. He probably didn't have health care before.
Probably not.
Right? I don't know. Like, can you trade a tiger in for health care?
No. Who was the gay lover, by the way, Delco?
Which one? The one that blew his brains out?
Yeah.
Jacob something?
No, it was like Joe Maldonado.
Oh, Maldonado's the one that killed himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody watched that during COVID, but nobody remembers it.
I remember
everything about it.
I remember everything about it. I don't care about it.
Maldonado's the one that killed himself, and then the other guy he looked like the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy that played whatever the fuck.
And also, if there was literally anything else to watch, you're probably not watching Tiger King.
No, I would have watched it. I love Travis. White trash stuff.
It was Travis yeah. Maldonado. And so here's a fun fact. When we moved to Texas and we're looking at school systems and all that stuff, I said jokingly, who's your most famous alumni? Because up at like Lake Travis, there's you know,
a lot of Baker football players.
Mayfield,
yeah. Johnny Manziel.
Big Dick Nick is up there. Manziel, I think, went somewhere place else, right?
Manziel's like from East or West Texas, but Drew Brees went to Westlake.
Drew Brees, yeah, there's a bunch of people from this area. So jokingly, I was out in Kyle, and I go, hey, the high school over there. I go, who's your big celebrity? You know, assuming it would be a football player.
Yeah,
and they were like, do you watch Tiger King? And I was like, oh yeah, we're watching it now. I love it. It's awesome. And I was like, what did Tiger King? And they were like, no. It was Travis Maldonado. I go, the guy who blew his brains out? Are we claiming him? Is that what we're claiming is our most famous alumni these days?
This is like Kyle High School?
Yeah.
We should get some billboards made.
Let me type in. Let me find out the high school. Yeah, it was Kyle, Texas. Oh, God, dude. When you type it in, it's like, why did Travis think the gun wouldn't fire? I don't know. Maybe he did. That's the other part about this. You know? Maybe he did, and he was willing to just fucking end it all at this point. But, yeah, man. I was shocked by that. I was like, oh, all right. Cool, man. That's a fun one. You're married to Joe Exotic, and that's what we're claiming as our big celebrity. Doesn't make me want to put enroll my kids there as a father.
I don't know. I mean,
would you say Casey Anthony? Who's your famous alumni here? Casey Anthony, you know her?
Somewhere
I love her work.
She went to some high school in Orlando, probably somewhere where Delk used to pick up chicks when he was a freshman.
Yeah.
I think she's from Oviedo, right? Or was that George Zimmerman? One of the two.
All that shit, that weird shit goes down in Orlando.
Yeah.
And
it all happened while I was in college.
Down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you know UCF's baseball team is like 15th in the country right now.
We're always like top 25, and then we lose in regionals because Florida State's in it. LSU, Coastal. Yeah, it's tough.
Coastal's actually behind you guys right now, but that's, yeah. Have they made it to a College World Series?
No. I don't think so. Not in a while.
Dan, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. You know it's 50% off. 50% off everything in the entire store right now. Promo code drinkingbros at checkout. We'll give you all of it, dude. 50% off sheets, pillows, mattresses, adjustable bases. You name it, 50% off. Doesn't matter how many items you put in the cart. If you want that mattress for your RV, 50% off. Promo code Drinking Bros. Load it up. Exploit them, dude. 50% off everything in the entire store. And at checkout, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And you can stretch it out over 3 years. If you're dying right now, is there a better time to fucking stretch out a discount code? Probably not, dude. Take advantage of it now. Get yourself a brand new bedroom set over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. All right, even though we're in a bar raging in Nashville mid-afternoon right now, I still took my microfactors, dog. I still took my essentials. Yes, not working out today, all right? I'm not eating the way that I need to today to perform just as the high-intensity athlete I am on a day-to-day basis right now. I'm not, okay? I'm on a workation. Is that a thing? It's work slash vacation. Whatever, man. I'm taking my fucking vitamins at least. Why? Because I got those microfactors from First Form. What's in them? Well, you got the CoQ10s, you got the EFAs, the fruits and veggies. You got everything you need in there to make your body whole at the end of a day of drinking. Speaking of drinking, what's the liver detox thing?
Well, yeah, it has a bunch of chemical compounds in it that help your liver get rid of the ethyl alcohol, right?
You gave them to me before we left the hotel, and you said, take these before we go out boozing today.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to, I don't know, there's a lot of pills out there these days that say they can actually do that stuff. Like, oh, take one of these before and after you drink, and you'll be fine.
Right.
They're all bullshit.
Yeah.
And all they are is electrolytes to keep you hydrated better, which is that not a bad thing, by the way. It's a good thing, but they don't do anything for your liver and pancreas. Liver detox actually does.
Yeah. So I took them, dude. We'll see. I feel great right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll die tonight. But they've also got the best energy drinks in the biz. Check out their protein sticks. First Form is one of the greatest companies there is as far as supplements go. So head on over there to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. But you can really load up over there, man. They got everything at their fucking store. Next up, we got dietsmoke.com. Tell me they got this special 420 offer. You know they do. Welcome back to our good friends over at Diet Smoke. As many of you know, 420 is approaching. Diet Smoke is here to make sure you're prepared to celebrate. We've tried about everything at this point on this goddamn show. I gotta say, the quality over at dietsmoke.com, best I've ever had. The fucking gummies are always equal. Whatever it says is on the fucking bag is on the bag. They've got a QR code. Flavors are great. It's the best tasting I've had. I cannot recommend Diet Smoke enough. Recently, they just sold their 10 millionth THC gummy. It's fucking crazy, man. They're great for a reason. So what I was saying to you on the way over here was like, dude, because we're in Tennessee, and it was like, oh, go to a dispensary. You don't need to do that anymore. You just go to Diet Smoke.
Yeah.
It ships to all 50 states now. What's the fucking big deal, for Christ's sakes? And you can get anything you want over there. They got the new mushroom gummies. You want some fucking shrooms. You want THC anywhere from 5 milligrams all the way to 250. They have 250. Shit's a little intense for me. I'm a tenner guy, but I take one every single night. It's great for sleeping. Travel with them on the road. Nobody stops you in the airport or anything. So if you're looking to talk to one of their bud tenders, they're also on call 24/7 to help you out. If you're like, hey, dude, I'm looking for X, they'll talk to you here. Here's the good part. For our listeners out there, they've got an exclusive deal. Diet Smoke has a special 420 offer. Use the code DB420 at checkout and you'll receive 4 free gifts and 20% off your entire order. You see what they did there? Boom. DB420. Yep. 4 free gifts, 20% off the entire order. I'll repeat it. Code DB420 at checkout. You'll receive 4 free gifts and 20% off your entire order. Diet Smoke, your partner in finding the perfect THC product. Cheers to diet smoke, kids. Last but not least, we got Ketone IQ on the show today. HVMN.com/drinking bros.
They've been putting a lot of good content lately.
Tons, man.
Lance Armstrong made some for them. Yep. Bunch of dudes in the cyclist community, which we hate, right?
Yeah.
But it's like,
definitely hate them.
If I'm going to take one down, I want him to be at his peak.
Well,
right.
Here's like I'm why. Not,
if otherwise, I'd just break into his house.
And I know why. Like I think it's like 60% of the Tour de France uses this.
They're, well, I mean, it's like, low costs, physically speaking, not price, but low cost, high yield energy.
Yep.
Which means you're not tacking on calories or anything. You're just getting energy.
Right.
Which when pounds matter, that shit comes in fucking handy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like if you're going on a long hike, if you're going up in the woods on a long hike, you should take a six pack of this shit with you, 100%.
And so what is Ketone IQ? It's brain fuel. It's a clean energy boost without sugar or caffeine. When is it used? Just take a shot whenever you need to re-energize. Instead of taking that shit from the gas station, whatever, you're going to crash, you're going to get headaches, all that other shit. HVMN stands for Health Via Modern Nutrition. DOD's dumped a bunch of money into these guys, and they're using it overseas right now. You can also find Ketone IQ at your local Sprouts. So if there's a Sprouts near you, boom, pop in the store and get it in a bottle and then pour it just a cap in, take it by the cap, or just take a shot of it. It's always gone at the office. That's why we subscribe to it. It comes straight to your doorstep. Go to HVMN.com/drinking bros. Again, visit HVMN.com/drinking bros and subscribe upon checkout for 30% off. Huge fan of these guys.
Did you find it? Lehman?
I think it's Lehman. Here it is.
What kind of, how many A's is that? How many students do they have?
Boy, not a lot here.
It doesn't say how many goddamn students they have? Oh, it's 5A.
It's 5A, but man, it might be
5A is not big in Texas, though. 6 and 7 are the bigger ones.
I'm sorry, it's Jack C. Hayes. That's it.
Spread Eagle Jack.
And let's see who they're... I'm almost positive this was it. Oh, shit. It was Dylan Passage.
Oh, Passage. So he's
alive.
He's the guy with the... That looks like... what's his nuts from Guardians of the Galaxy? The WWE guy. Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
That's the one. Isn't that...
That's right, dude. So if you go to their Wikipedia page here... And again, this is when we first moved to Texas... Looking at schools for the kids and everything else. It was Dylan Passage. And I think he took... Didn't Joe Exotic take his last name? But on Wikipedia, it says, notable alumni, Dylan Passage. And it says, Tiger King star, Joe Exotic's recent husband. So that's nice.
Dylan Passage is the normal...
Oh, yeah.
He's the normal looking one.
He's the one they turned out.
Yeah.
He's the twink-looking dude who they gave a bunch of meth to, and then he ended up being gay and then hooked on meth, right?
John Finlay was the guy that looks like Batista, and he's got no teeth.
Oh, yes. That's it.
And then Jeff Lowe was the other guy on Joe Exotic's side, but I think he's in prison now, too, if I'm not mistaken. What happened with Jeff Lowe? Federal judge issued a prohibition last Thursday at blah, blah, blah.
I think he ended up all right. He was in Vegas with that
girl. He got all his shit taken away.
Yeah. He got his shit taken away. And then there's state titles here. Volleyball in 1968. Great. And then softball in 2013 there.
I think Passage was probably on that softball team. If I had to guess.
Oh, that's what I love, though, dude. That's your famous alumni. Because there's awful ones, right? I mean, if you're going Columbine, it doesn't really matter if you've won a Super Bowl. You're not going to beat the school shooters, right? It's those guys. It's going to be like Dylan Roof had to have graduated from somewhere, you know? Somewhere in South Carolina.
Didn't he do it while he was in high school?
Yeah, he did.
So he didn't graduate.
Oh, he didn't graduate. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure in prison, though. He probably went back and got his GED. Does that count towards your old school, or how does that work? Does it say the prison on there? Because it's going to be hard to get a job. Not that he's getting out of jail in this lifetime, but in the next life, obviously, it's going to be hard to get a job out there. Me personally, I probably would have left that off. James Rossi is another famous one. He was the Navy football team captain in 2006.
Never heard of him.
2006. And then Donnie Joseph says he was a Major League Baseball pitcher.
When? Click his link.
All right. Going in a rabbit hole today.
Like a relief pitcher for the Royals for two seasons. Yeah. Good for him. Selling insurance somewhere now.
Oh, wait. It says Major League debut, July 11th, 2013. Last MLB appearance.
Damn, he just barely...
June 16th, 2014.
Barely missed the World Series. Could have been a fucking champion.
Was it the 2014 team?
No, 15, right? Is when the Royals won. Dude.
Damn, bro. That one hurts.
Yeah. And if you're on the roster for more than half the season, I think you get a ring.
Yeah, you do.
So
you do. So he didn't get that ring there. But that would have been fun. Anybody famous go to yours?
So I went to two different high schools. The first one was Wren High School. I don't remember if anybody famous went there. But Malden, where I transferred to, is where Kevin Garnett went.
Okay.
So
that's a good one.
Yeah, I think I was in eighth grade when he was a senior. Not that he went to school or anything, but he would just dominate dudes down on the playground. Like, he would play anybody. For real. Right? It was like two blocks over from the high school. There was this lot that had a basketball court in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go play there and shit, and he was just like, he grew a lot after his senior year. I think he was like maybe 6'7 or 6'8, something like that. But he got he was a legit 6'11, I think. And he used to die. He would like fuck us up all the time.
So with mine, we've covered this fucking Jeff Duncan, who became lieutenant governor of Georgia, who flipped on Trump. Went to high school with that fucking dude. So he's one of our notable alumni, and then obviously me, for all my accomplishments and all that fun stuff. But then I got beat out by Charlie Whitehurst. Clipboard Jesus, dude. Played for how many goddamn seasons? 17 years?
Okay, so Kelly Bryant went to my high school.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Shannon Faulkner, remember the first woman at the Citadel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Her mom is actually one of my physics teachers, I think, or something like that.
Look at that.
Kyle Fisher was a soccer player. DJ Jones played for the Broncos. I never heard of any of these people. Bryce McGowan that played for the Hornets. Does that sound familiar?
No.
I never heard of him either. And I also, what's that dude's name? Orlando something that was on Mad TV. He went to my high school too.
Oh, Orlando Jones?
Jones, yeah.
No,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Those are just the ones I remember. I'm sure there's more. It was a pretty big school.
Yeah, so Charlie here is 2006 with the Chargers. Many, many years in the NFL, all the way to 2016, dude. What a fucking dream life, just being a backup quarterback. You never got hurt. You never have to go through any of the CTE bullshit like everybody else did, and you're just holding a clipboard for years and years and years. I wonder what that career earnings was on something like that. I mean, that guy's the ultimate, for Christ's sakes, dude. Fucking playing that long as a backup quarterback? My God, dude.
Oh, wow. I found out Paul Felder went to my high school.
Paul Felder?
UFC fighter.
Really?
And the announcer, yeah.
Look at that,
dude. I had no idea. Went to Ridley. 04.
What are you today? It's fun to look this shit up. I went to a new high school, so it wasn't like there was a lot of rich history. My freshman year is when Chattahoochee High School opened up, so we didn't have any famous. You got to give that some time there, but with yours, how long was yours open?
My high school's been around since my dad, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's old school shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Matt Blunden, quarterback, I think, for the Chiefs. He went there in like the 70s.
Okay. Let's look up his career earnings. So, I mean, dude, $25 million is what he got as a backup quarterback for 10 years. Pretty fucking awesome, dude. I mean, that's a great life at that point. The other thing, too, is he's 41 now, retired. Well, you know, you're forced to retire, obviously, at a certain age, but... you get a massive pension from that.
Yeah.
You have $25 million in the bank. No CTE.
When he turns 65, he'll probably get like $15 million from from the, maybe more than that. It depends on inflation shit, yeah. But yeah.
God damn, dude. What a great life. Son of a
For doing
bitch.
Nothing, man.
Nothing but holding a clipboard.
Just laying in the cut.
That's it, dude. Clipboard Jesus, man. If you look up the images of him, too, like, he was always on, like, a yacht partying and shit like that. Long hair. Like, look at this. Doesn't he look like he's in a band in Austin?
He looks like he's about to try to convince me to join his thruple, to be honest. And, like, I'm not interested, dude.
Well, you could be interested.
No.
I think you could get in on something like that and be fine with it.
It won't work for me.
You've never been talked into it?
No, because I would just dominate everybody. And it makes it uncomfortable, you know?
Would you fuck the dude?
If I had to.
Okay.
If I had to, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd try my best not to, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
You really...
To be honest.
There's no guarantee.
Like, let's say the wife starts bringing her friends over and there's a bit of a harem, mm-hmm. then I've got to fuck the dude to establish dominance so he doesn't fuck any of my whores. You know what I mean? That's just how cults work. I don't make the rules. That's just how it works, right? What's his nuts? 30 Seconds to Mars. What the fuck's his name?
Jared Leto.
That's why he doesn't let any dudes around. It's all chicks.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the cults will let dudes come around, but then the main dude has to fuck the dudes.
He'll make the dudes stand outside.
Yeah. And they can watch through the fence like AOC.
With me, it's weird, man. I've had a crazy fucking life, but I've never been asked to join a thing or, like, nobody's ever asked me, like, me and my wife to switch or anything like that. There was an ex-girlfriend that they asked where they were like, hey, you know, who cares? It's just your girlfriend. It's not your wife, you know? And I was like, yeah, but then I've got to watch you fuck, and I'm not real cool with that. Surprisingly, it's never come up for me. Not even like talked into at a bar. Jared, fuck, man. One of the first stories he told on this show was being in bed with that dude. And homeboy wanted him to fuck his wife in front of him.
Yeah.
The Black Rifle wasn't even a thing. That was just Jared at that point. It was just a normal human being.
I think you and Jared have very different lives at this point.
At every point, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know about the fucking porn. Do you know about the porn star?
But you were in a fucking frat, right? So you fucked in front of other dudes before, for sure.
But not like, hey, let's switch wives or no, like, aggressive threesome shit like this, right? Where you're in that. So,
I mean, you're assuming. You don't know that he's involved in any of that stuff.
No.
He does have that look.
It's just a look. And let's face it. If you have that kind of money for years, I'm sure along the way you get bored and you're like, all right, great. Let's kind of swap this up. But, Jared, man, we went to he opened up this photography studio in downtown Austin. Actually, I think The Undertaker just shot a podcast on there. And he was dating. I didn't know the girl was a porn star. Did you know that?
Mm.
The blonde chick?
Mm.
Yeah. And
not the first, though.
No. Definitely not the first, but... I met her, and she kind of had one of those vibes. You know the girl who's blowing up online right now, Delco, with the dreads, the blonde chick with the dreads? And she sings those fucking songs with the fucking stone.
Like Paranguay?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know her name, but...
She's super hot, and she's going viral, and everybody's asking her to get her on the podcast.
Do you think she smells?
So that's the question that everybody's going around. Everybody's saying the same thing of like, hey, dude... This girl definitely smells everywhere, but I would want to fuck her.
Why? What would make you think because she has dreadlocks?
Oh yeah,
that doesn't mean anything.
Aggressive dreadlocks. Do you know how hard dreadlocks are hard to grow?
Her lifestyle.
You can't shower.
The way she's just like is very hippie-ish.
Mm, yeah,
definitely.
She probably smells like BO and patchouli, like every hippie.
Yeah. Let me pull this chick up and see. Yeah, that's her, Shannon. She's fucking everywhere right now, dude.
I haven't seen this.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
So she makes these songs that are kind of like, they're hard to describe. It's almost like rap. It's like a sing-songy rap shit. But she's talking about healing herself, and she healed her own bladder infection through prayer and peyote.
Yeah, I bet she did. there's a lot of very obvious red flags with women, but anybody that's always talking about healing... There's people that aren't on fire don't talk about putting out fires all the time. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say. Run as fast as you fucking can in the other direction. If she's like, oh, fucking, I'm going on a retreat. Like, why? You work 5 hours a week. What are you talking about?
No, she's
like, what do you do?
Look at this ass. She's got a retreat.
I mean, from that angle, it looks fine. Yeah, who knows what it looks like in real life.
There's a million photos that are out there.
Yeah, but so that doesn't matter. Don't believe anything you see on the internet. Nope.
This one I believe, dude. This one I believe.
Don't ever believe.
So would you do this, yes or no?
It depends on what she smelled like when I got there.
Our internet connection's dog shit.
Maybe I'll hose her down.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, Delco, I feel like you've hung out with this chick in real life at some point. Shannon Blake is her
name. Maybe Giorgio.
And it's S-H-A-N-I-N Blake.
Here's my problem with this bullshit is that anybody that spends that amount of time accessorizing their outward appearance hasn't done anything to develop an actual personality. That's her right there. That's all she is that shit, right? So everything about that will leak back into and build a fake personality, but there's no actual personality there. Otherwise, she wouldn't be going to, like, 8 hours worth of trouble to fucking do that stuff.
So she's got huge fake tits.
That's how many
positive
fake tits are? $5,000-$6,000 now.
No, I get it.
That's everywhere.
I'm just going through her accessories, including her titties here, okay? Mm-hmm. She's got huge fake tits. She's got 4.5 feet, give or take, worth of dreads. Mm. Aggressive dreadlocks.
Well, that's 2.5 feet, probably, because she's probably only 5 feet tall.
Eh, all right, let's call it 3.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it 3 feet. This appears to be a faux foxtail that goes all the way to the ground.
It might be a butt plug.
Could be, but we can see the other side of it. And then some type of strappy thing that's all strapped up and all the way up. Puka shells around the neck.
Puka shells in the hair.
One of those bone nose rings, which is fun. I like all of it here. Oh, there you go. And that's...
She's there are literal ropes underneath pulling her ass cheeks upward. For real, can you not see that?
I can see it, dude.
In the pictures, when you see a woman taking a bikini picture and she has her fingers behind her butt lifting it up, it's like, now you can go to the gym for that. You're not supposed to lift it up because that's not what it looks like, bitch. That would be like some girl with fucking floppy titties like holding them up like this. Like, yeah, we know what you're doing.
Now,
but she's young. She's probably hot. That's not what I'm saying.
She is. But the comments on this are hilarious. So they keep saying that she's culturally appropriating
everybody's bullshit.
I don't either. It's like, what culture, though? Indian, I guess, not Native American, maybe?
Yeah, because they use a lot of bright green and gold colors.
Yeah. So I don't really get that.
I
love from her, though, is she showed a picture on stage from the front, like she's a super serious singer, and then from behind with her entire ass hanging
out. Well, she knows what pays the bills, and it's not her voice.
Yeah. There's a fun surfing video with her that I took a peek at for research, obviously. And she rides that wave for about 5 seconds.
Does she have OnlyFans?
You know, that's a great question. I didn't look, but if she does, she's going to be rich as fuck.
She's got like 3 different OnlyFans.
No. Oh, shit. That's a clever fucking way to do it. All right.
That's all this is. It's an advertisement for lonely men.
Wow,
who
dude.
Actually okay. believe any of this stuff.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's like a cardboard box in the middle of the road, and it says free gold on it. And it's like swamped up. The box is all fucked up. There's streak marks on it. And dummies will go over there and go, oh, fucking gold? Hell yeah, let me get some of that gold. Now, there's nothing but HPV in there.
So Sunshine 999 for everybody at home who wants to check this out. She is verified.
Get an uncensored look into my life.
Barefoot dancing naked in nature, which is fun. Kind of want to see that. It's only $12.50 a month for a subscription. Is that high or low, Delco? I'm not an OnlyFans guy. We've had chicks on the show, though.
Seems high.
It's a lot higher.
Do you think that the average... somebody should do research on this. Has the average OnlyFans monthly subscription rate stayed commensurate with streaming services? Because they are about $12 a month now.
Well, it depends on what... I guess how much
ad-free 17, like on Netflix and shit, right? But I like the regular one is $12 now. I wonder if they stay commensurate with that.
So she's got 682 posts, 1,429 pieces of media,
Dan, do you think they just start throwing in like an ad tier where it's like, oh, you can go through all my stuff, but I got to throw in like a MyBookie read?
See, I'm looking at it. So if you subscribe, it's $12.50 a month. 3 months, you're getting 5% off, which is nice. That's a nice discount there. 6 months, you're getting 5% off. Not really a discount there. And then 12 months, another 5. So, Shannon, we got to work on your discount codes. You're going to work on your promo codes there, okay? Use promo code Drinky Bros. Is that the next iteration of this on podcast?
I don't know if there's an affiliate marketing tie-in for OnlyFans or not. I don't know if they have the back end for that. Or if you can put make vanity URLs and shit like that and send them to them, because otherwise it would just have to be an agreement between the two of you where you get to see the back end and see where the traffic's coming from.
Man, that'd be great, though. If we could start sponsoring some of these OnlyFans models. Not chicks. I mean, dudes is fine, too. Because there's got to be some wheelchair dudes out there who were kind of jacking off. Obviously, they're para, not, you know, full fucking quad, but...
What are you talking about?
If we sponsored a dude's OnlyFans, like...
What do you mean sponsor them, though?
Let's say there was a hot young Marine who maybe got blown up and lost a leg or something like that and was in a wheelchair looking to make some cash. Would we do a promo code Drinking Bros for his OnlyFans where he just jacks off in his wheelchair?
What's he doing for us?
I mean, we're helping out a young soldier get back on his
foot. He's a Marine, not a soldier. You already said that. So you're already fucked up from the beginning.
We're helping a young man get back on his foot.
Secondly, I would never help a Marine, ever. Never. So reword the question or move on.
I'm just saying, I think this could be the next step in podcast advertising instead of like a box of ties or something.
Well, they are. I mean,
we're helping out some OnlyFans.
I'm sure there's probably some lower level. I don't know any big ones that do it, but there's probably some lower level podcasts that do that, that advertise for OnlyFans girls. I mean, I'm sure a bunch of these OnlyFans girls have their own shows.
Yeah. So
I'm not surprised by that either.
They do. Let's see here. I wonder if there's any freebies. Because usually people are posting nudes of them.
You can find anything.
Yeah, because for me, the thing with OnlyFans, unless they're doing graphic shit, zero interest. You know, you can watch porn and get that. I feel like once you see somebody nude, you're all good and can kind of move on with your life.
Yeah. Yeah, you just need to see him once. Like I saw Wilford Brimley naked one time. It's like, all right.
Yeah, you were good. Yeah. You could move on. He played the coach in The Natural.
Yeah, saw Kathy Bates, basically the same body.
Oof.
I mean, it's close, right?
Yeah. There was a...
He had more hair on his chest, but it's not like she didn't have some.
There's a lot of pasties here in these.
Well, maybe she doesn't go full nude then.
Then that's not worth it to me. Like, that's not OnlyFans.
There's no way I would pay $12 to see one person naked. Unless it was in person, and that was the fucking cover charge to get into the place to watch people fuck or something.
But if they were doing stuff, they're masturbating or stomping out mice with their bare foot, like...
Paying for porn is like going to a restaurant when there's food at your house. Doesn't make any sense to me.
But I think the allure of it is that they live down the road, or it could be a normal person.
Yeah, I mean, if I could find her address and I could sit outside of her house in the bushes and watch the porn while I'm pounding off, I might look into that.
Okay.
But for $12.50, to be honest, that doesn't even pay for parking. She's going to have to pay me.
Yeah, I mean, look at this, though. What a fucking crazy life. She's on boats in what looks like Italy and shit. Mm-hmm. All from just having one weird fucking song go viral for... With her, like, playing the drum and shit.
I don't even know what song you're talking about.
It's not a reel. It's just... I took ayahuasca and it healed my bladder infection and now I'm seeing a higher power. But she's banging a drum in this one and having some fun, having a lot of laughs there. Oh, she's got fucking antlers on her head. These are real antlers from a deer, which is nice. Because then that brings in a whole hunting crowd too.
Native, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest.
Maybe she is appropriating the
culture. She better be careful.
Well, that's what they're saying.
So, well, not about the appropriation. I mean, she's going to get shot by a bow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She walks out into the woods. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could get taken down at any moment here. My God, dude. But it's fascinating. Again, a bunch of you guys have hit me up about this and saying to get her on the show and some other podcasts want to have her and things like that. I'm down. The fascination of it for me is how just one video on a phone could change your life, and now she's making millions of dollars on OnlyFans for doing nothing but traveling and maybe showing her pussy a little
bit. Yeah. Well, there's another OnlyFans girl going viral now because she just did the Daily Wire.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I'm a Christian now. So it's cool.
Is she still doing OnlyFans?
I don't know if she's still doing it or not, but I know for sure she hasn't given back any of the money, right?
If you were
like actually upset about how things had gone, probably get rid of the money too. She made like 9 or 10 million bucks.
Holy shit.
Over the course of some amount of time, and now she's stopped. Now she stopped and she's all into Jesus and stuff. It's like, okay, cool. But you're still rich.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty easy to have faith when you don't have any problems, isn't it?
You could give it back to the church.
So now she's... Well, I wouldn't give it to the church. I would give it
to... If you're her.
Yeah, yeah. I would give it to Joel Osteen, probably.
Yeah.
Hide it in the walls there.
Hide it in the walls. Yeah. Just say, hey, I got to take an aggressive... Like,
hey, just look at me in the eyes, Joel. Tell me. Look at me in the eyes. Do not let poor people in this place. Ever. Right? Joel has got the only cover charge for a church.
He does, dude.
You got a stamp on your hand? I don't know. I don't think that's real.
I don't think it's not free to get in there.
No, it's free, yeah.
To get into his church? I don't think so.
Yeah, they just shake you down once you get in.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And then they make you buy a Bible? Let's see if there's a cover charge.
Oh, I signed a Bible in the hotel room, by the way.
Did you?
Stay up, end quotes, and then JC at the bottom. I sign anytime. I haven't seen them recently, actually, but this hotel had Bibles in it.
All right, so yeah, there is no thing to get in.
Yeah.
However, they do encourage that you give.
Well, yeah, they do the show live in front of like 20,000 people or
something.
And they
televise it. And so it's on free TV.
Then it's on free TV, but they also sell the DVDs of the TV broadcast.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. I wonder. Oh, so he did go on a tour. That's right, with Kanye.
$850.
$850.
Holy
but it was with Kanye.
Shit. Who cares?
It was with Kanye. My God, dude. $850 to see Joel Osteen and Kanye. I remember that. I think they did Yankee Stadium, dude. They did a couple of the big ones. Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Ooh.
We're in the wrong fucking business.
No, I'm in the right business.
I could preach, dude. I could do it. I could get up there and do this, dude, and live this fucking life. And I'd probably get off on the power of fucking healing people.
I can't lie to people.
You can't lie to people?
No.
It's not that I would be lying to them. I would just say, hey, there is a higher power. I can help you get there, which I believe that I can. So
no,
I'm not really lying.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
You don't believe in that, and you can't help anybody do anything. Fucking useless. What are you talking about?
If I put my hand on Delco's head right now and shake it around, I think he'll be a better person for the rest of the day.
No.
Yeah, he will be.
What are you healing?
What's that?
What are you going to heal?
You've got a broken heart. And if you've got a mind full of demons.
Okay.
And I think that I can help you get rid of two of your 38 demons.
Like an exorcism?
Not that. I'm just going to shake your head around a little bit.
Okay.
Like just enough that you can't go dizzy. We've got to drive to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's not the dryer. It's the spin cycle at the end of the wash. It gets a lot of the moisture out, but not all of it.
What I'm saying is this. I can shake two demons loose out of you. And then I think I've done my job for the day.
You don't get to pick the demons, though.
No, you don't. But it's my self-belief helping others self-believe. And I think that's how people con themselves into believing that they can do this shit. And I'm there. I could mentally get there for sure.
J6 Granny definitely thought she had magical powers.
That's what I'm saying. God told her to go inside. The hilarious part is that we're doing this show. I mean, there's a shit ton of people at this fucking bar. If they knew one word we were saying, they would throw us out.
I think we should go to Osteen's church and pass out like Harry Potter wands.
Be great.
Out in the front. Like, hey, you guys, we're going to all cast a spell today. So it's totally legitimate. It's in the Bible. It's fine. See how many people. Because I feel like those people that go to that church every week.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fucking people, like thousands of people. I feel like you could trick them into almost anything.
Pretty much.
I mean, if they've persisted through Joel Osteen's bullshit with him like stealing all of their money and then buying all of these houses that he has and all these cars, the private jets, the boats, all the stuff that he has, And when there was an actual natural disaster, he was like, nah, fuck them poors.
Yeah.
And you're still in that church, I could convince you of almost anything.
I think so. Like, so hey, see this? There's a table that just walked in. There's what? 6-8 people over there. All right. Now, see the bald guy? All right. So if you look at this guy, don't pop a camera over there. So we do some business here. Definitely don't pop a camera over there. When you're bald like that, so he dyes his hair as well, right? Mm. If you're bald, that kind of you're done at that point.
Yeah.
Like, no reason to dye the hair. Like, just kind of leave it. That's not. I mean, that's a look at the fucking bozo ring in that guy.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying. I think with that guy, if I went over, just with the touch of my hand, because I put some moisturizer on my hands from the hotel earlier, I think if I grip the back of his head and just kind of shook it around a little bit, I think he'd give me $80 for that. I think, and I'd say, look, I think I can regrow your hair. Just for $80. I think that guy would give it a shot. And I think people just want something to believe in, or another stranger to be like, hey, dude, thanks, man. I have been going through this shit right
yeah.
now.
Validation is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you meant physical touch. Because I could get a lot more out of $80 than some dude rubbing the back of my bald ass.
It's not
head.
That, but you've got to connect with these people and with this bald guy
well,
right here.
If Ling Ling lays my hand on his head. Ling Ling connects with me with both hands.
But if I'm just trying to get $80 out of this guy, and I said, look, just let me put my very well moisturized hand upon your bozo ringeth. And just kind of, I'm not going to violently shake the guy. It's not a CTE sitch, but I'm going to give it a little jingle. I think homeboy would give me $80.
I think, you want me to ask?
Yeah.
You want me to ask?
We'll get there. I feel like you need.
We keep drinking.
You need a demonstration of your power first, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Like so, you,
and that's how it starts.
Here's the thing. If you did it for 80 for him, then everybody else would pay 100. Right, that's how group psychology works.
Well, I think too, if he went back, because even going through, let's say you go through this at the bar and you go through a little bit of embarrassment or everything else, and you're like, all right, nobody's ever called me out for my bozo ring before, and now you're doing it and you're laying your hand upon my crown here. I think out of the embarrassment and just being called out, that he would come back in and be like, hey, dude. 3 weeks later, he would tell his buddies, I did grow a little bit of hair.
Yeah. Just so it didn't look like a dick, right? Yeah.
And I think then that's how you get everybody else.
But the other possibility is that a guy who's got a bozo ring and continues to dye his hair, that he's got a humiliation fetish.
Well,
so he may just come as soon as you trick him.
Chances are he's already got that fetish already.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. So he may come as soon as you trick him. Yeah. As soon as he realizes he's been duped, there may not be a second or third stage where he tries to make himself look good in front of his friends again. He may live in that stink of embarrassment for years and keep coming to that over and over.
But if I
so, how many times exactly have you made this guy come? Is the question, right?
But here's the thing: if eventually, right, he ends up shaving his head and becoming the person he's supposed to become. Because you're looking at it right now, right?
No, that's it.
This is who this guy is supposed to become right here. He's got to shave this fucking thing. If I can even get him to that point, that's helpful. And I think that's worth $80.
Yeah.
And again, this is how all this starts.
I feel like the embarrassment's really pent up right now.
And this
because everybody's playing along with it, and he knows they are, right?
But look at the fucking seating position. So you got 8 people. And I hate to go Olive Garden days on you guys, but that's what we call an 8 top in the biz. He's at that corner chair in the back. The bozo ring isn't facing anybody, like all the people that he's with. So he clearly doesn't want that on full
display. Yeah, but you would never sit with your back to everybody to show off your bald-ass head.
You wouldn't, but that's what I'm saying. This is already part of his strategy of, like, whenever this guy walks into a restaurant or a function, because this is clearly a work function for this guy.
Yeah.
Just some beers on a, you know, afternoon day, maybe catch a little bit of the Masters practice shit that's going on ESPN right behind him. I think this guy's used to that position in any fucking restaurant he's gone to for at least 5-10 years.
Maybe. He's definitely chosen not to stand under one of the lights.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's out of the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And there's a plant over his head.
Yeah.
That potted plant, whatever the ivy, whatever you call those
things. It's going to twist into what little hair he has left.
It's real close. And that might be part of the bit, too, where he's just like, oh, fuck it. Maybe the ivy will throw him off. Because as day turns to night, and I'm gonna, for the Patreon audience here, I'm gonna give you the sign language version of that because I speak it. I think that's part of it too, where maybe he'll be like, "Oh man, you've got really nice, you've grown into that hair," and it's just Ivy from that botted plant above his head.
I'm gonna nominate him as Drinking Bro of the Week.
Should I?
Yeah,
we could. We're about done.
But then if I bring him on, he's going to listen to the show. I don't want him to know. So Dan and I did a show like this way back in the... Do you remember doing a show in Columbus, Ohio? It was freezing, and we watched those people take wedding photos for an hour.
Yeah, it was Sad Boy Fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
This...
And then there was some other dude doing aggressive push-ups, but not very good ones. No. I think he was homeless.
Either way.
Yeah.
But this reminds me of that, where I don't want this guy to know that it exists. I want the audience to know the show exists, obviously. But I don't want him to know, because I don't want to blow up his spot just in case he's going to live this out for a while. Because even in the interactions, like, he went over, there's only one black guy at the table, and he went immediately over to the black guy. Because if the black guy validates him in an all-white crowd like that, then he's cool.
Yeah.
And it's
which
like,
is a lot of a responsibility. If you're the one black dude in your friend group of white people,
holy shit.
There's a lot of responsibility for you to be the... tastemaker, for lack of a better phrase, right?
You got to validate all these fucking.
You're a trendsetter, and you're also the last line of defense against weird bullshit creeping into your friend group.
It's
very important.
Dude. I agree. All right, I'm gonna get to the Drinking Bro of the Week here. I do, for the audio listeners, I do have a computer because we have Wi-Fi in here. So I'm gonna pull this up. Go to weird show. Go to drinkingbros.com. For your submission of Drinking Bro of the Week. I got the new hoodie on, by the way, for everybody watching on Patreon. I love this goddamn thing. I fucking live in it. It's raining here in Nashville. Rained out in Atlanta tonight, so we just popped up in a bar. Shout out to Fat Bottom Brewing for having us. And we just popped up in a fucking bar in the middle of the afternoon, started day drinking aggressively here. But I do have Wi-Fi. Okay. This one, so if you go to drinkingbros.com, you can click on the submission. It'll come right to us live here. There's a couple. Fuck it. Let's just read it. The show got real goddamn weird today. Drinking Bros submission. Oh, shit. Alex Chichov. Brosman winner. Nominated OG Rico Bascombe. Living. Says he's always a positive person. He's always cheering on Drinking Bros with his drinking videos in the group. So that's in Maine. It's m.a.i.n on Facebook. It's a private group. There's about 20,000 members in there, all Drinking Bros listeners and everything else. And people are fucking raging, calling out people, drinking throughout the night and everything. Says also, he's a good brother of mine. Cheers, man, to OG Rico. Absolutely. Next one up is Matt Jones.
Who?
Matt Jones. Matt Jones of Idaho has been a listener since Pegging Explained. So shit, that's day one. That was the very first episode there. Bucky Jones is who he's nominated and he's living. Saying Bucky is my drinking bro for a few reasons. Mainly for the many things that he can deep throat. Like bananas, pepperoni sticks. Jesus Christ.
You went in reverse order there, right?
Yeah.
Pepperoni sticks are pretty narrow.
Start
with that and then go to banana later.
Yeah,
but no, not the... Look, feedback's important. We're not being critical. Just saying.
At all. He goes on to say his ability to shit his pants at the best times. Is there a good time to shit your pants?
There's better times than others.
Okay.
Right? Like at your home is better than at a wedding. Which is better than at a funeral, to be honest, because if you shit your pants at a funeral, I think you've... It's not like a weird thing that happened at your happy event. It's like a horrible thing that happened at your fucking devastating event.
That's a low that you can't come back
from. No, you shit your pants at a funeral, you may as well just move to a new state.
Oof. Because then people
find new friends.
It's the body that stinks.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
God damn. So apparently, Bucky Jones has shit his pants in downtown Salt Lake City. Over by a campfire, it says. And in a sportsman's warehouse.
Show rules is you get one a year, right? So I'm hoping this isn't, this can't be all in the same calendar year is all I'm saying. Otherwise, you got to get rid of this guy. But you can't because he's your fucking half-brother, apparently.
That's what he says here. He says, and he's my only half-brother. Fuck you, Andrew, is what he's saying here. Look, it's pretty specific. If you're, it doesn't sound made up. If you're shitting your pants in downtown Salt Lake City, over by a campfire and at a sportsman's warehouse.
Yeah, I don't know what would have.
Those are pretty specific.
Precipitated the pants shitting in downtown Salt Lake City. There's not a whole lot of like
the
diarrhea food.
Isn't great.
Yeah, it's like super bland food there, so I wouldn't expect you would get diarrhea from any of that.
Did Jared ever take you to that fucking Asian guy's restaurant?
I don't talk to Asian people.
But you don't know until you get in there, and it's just like a bowl of shit. It was like fucking crab legs hanging out of the soup and all kinds of weird shit in there, and you're like, bro. Well, the reason I'm bringing up that place, I definitely wanted to shit my pants, for sure. There's a hot girl that walked by. Let's see if Bozo Ring stares her down before we get off air here. Oh, he's bird dogging her, dude. He didn't have the confidence. He's not going to do it. No, he didn't hit on her.
No, he did a soft peek. Maybe he's into something else. Benefit of the doubt, right?
I don't know. He got nervous and cleaned off his phone screen. You know that move? Where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm busy. Whoops, got to clean off the screen here and going to give it a look-see. So, yeah, man. Shit. All right.
Well, we'll go work on his confidence.
No, I know. He'll never even know this show exists, which is even weirder to me. And that's partially how I get off. It's like, this guy will never know this show existed when he talks about him for...
Delco's going to find him and send it to him.
He's going to be the first comment. He's actually a patron member.
We actually... You know what's funny? Is we were doing a show, speaking of Sad Boy Fall, we were doing a show not too... I think a week after that, on the beach in... At Carolina Beach in Wilmington. And some dude that looked like a total stoner piece of shit was over near the entryway to the beach, and we were, for half of the show, we were making fun of him, and then he DM'd me. He was like, hey, I'm a drinker, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't you walk over there and say hi to us, you piece of shit?
This guy was aggressively stretching out his groin a good half hour, to the point where we thought he was trying to suck his own dick. Yeah. And
then he sent me like a fucking...
He came into the studio.
Yeah, he looked like the biggest stoner I'd ever seen in my life. And then he DM'd me with a picture of him with the biggest joint I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Oh, fuck. Now I feel terrible. The fucking girl is doing sign language to him. God damn.
Oh, no, she's talking to him.
But it was all hand movements.
She's black,
probably
though.
Relives.
She probably thinks he's a movie theater screen.
Oh, fuck. If we just made fun of a deaf guy out this whole time, I'm going to feel like shit.
Do you remember Death Threats? That fucking sketch we played a couple from the Australian dudes? I'm going to get you, motherfucker.
I feel bad when it's...
Why would you feel bad?
I don't want to... He's got enough going on, dude. And I took that Bozo Ring down.
I thought you'd like ending on a dark note.
I do, but not when it's real life here. Okay, I think Dan is right. Yeah. I think... She's just black and this
animated.
I don't think he's deaf. Yeah, thank God. No. Okay, she's just a very vocal black woman.
She thinks that he's a movie theater screen. That's it.
Yeah. All right. They're continuing the conversation. All right. He's not deaf. He's just coloring up that Bozo Ring. Damn it, man. He's a young guy too.
He needs to get that Ron Popeil hairspray.
Well,
remember that shit?
It's close.
Just put like a fucking piece of cardboard over your head.
Giuliani got that.
It was like textured spray paint is what it was.
Yeah.
Probably lethal to continuously use it on a human head.
Worth it. Worth it. Do you go matte black on a dome like that?
I mean, if you're getting wrapped, yeah. Why not? Maybe get a scar put in there.
Oh, fuck. I hope the owner of this bar doesn't listen to the show. Thanks for having us. Either way, emergency show here today. Thunder and lightning down in Georgia. We'll be there tomorrow, but man, this got weird today. Delka, you're going to probably have to drive for a little bit. I've had a lot to drink. We appreciate you tuning in. If you're out there, though, and have a B-ring, just shave it. If it's going gray, let it go gray. I mean, just shave it off.
We might have to fill that tire with air.
That's right.
We have like a bad wing right now. Yeah.
That's, that was the last rental car in Nashville, too. All these motherfuckers came out for the eclipse. I was unaware that it was going through Nashville as well. So that was all we could get. But yes, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.